Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this latest episode of Miami Hurricanes Talk by Danny. I'm gonna let my guest introduce himself. So you have the floor. Go ahead.
Awesome. What's going on, everybody? My name is Layton Smith here with Tuffy Talk, NC State YouTube channel. And Daniel, thank you so much for having us on, or myself on. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Right away, I look at NC State. The thing that really stood out to me last, when Dave Dorn talked this week about our defensive line, you're going to see two good defensive lines in this game. He said something that he said, like, I'll give you a little quote. On players practicing this week like they lost the last game, I think they know where I'm coming from. There's been an edge to them for sure. Saturday night, that the proof will be in the pudding, but they've had a good week. Your thoughts on that, on Dave Dorn's comments this week?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think for me, it's kind of comments that you would hope you would have in a program that is under an 11th year with a head coach, where, you know, we kind of saw it back in 2021 when we beat Clemson, where, you know, our kicker missed the field goal at the end of regulation, then we had to go to overtime, and we found a way to win. And so for me, it's kind of you know, a swagger of, it's like, hey guys, like, you know, we're at a point as a program where we should be able to not look at it as like, oh man, we beat Clemson, like, you know, like it was our Super Bowl, like, you know, it doesn't get any better. Like, no, it's like, it should be looked at as it was one game over a very good Clemson team, and we have another good team coming into town, and so it shouldn't be a shocker. It should be a, all right, well, who's next? You know, who do we get to play? Who do we have an opportunity to beat this week? I think so. I don't necessarily have an issue in terms of like that. It was a dig, but more just like, listen, like, you know, it should be a next game up kind of mentality for a program like this.
You see, the thing with Doran teams, I don't know if the criticism's been there. It's like, this team should be winning more, and it's not. Is that fair to say, okay, this team wins about 8 to 9, but never goes over that hump, gets 10, 11 wins?
Oh, trust me, you know, there is a majority of NC State fans that 100% agree that it is, you know, not good that with 11 years under Dorn that we have won a AAC championship yet. But it's just so tough, because on the other side of the coin as well, he's also second or third in the ACC in ACC wins over the last 5 years. So, you know, he's been a consistent 8 or 9 win season every single season. And so, and there's not many, you know, teams in the whole country that can say that, you know, in terms of consistently winning like we have. But yeah, I mean, like, definitely, I think for State fans, it's all about taking it to that next step. And again, finally competing for AAC championship that football wise we haven't won in over 40 years. And in men's basketball, baseball, and football, we haven't won in over 30 years. We haven't won AAC championship or national championship in over 30 years in this sport. So,
well, I remember the Valvano in basketball. I always remember the great, late, great Jimmy V.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, a man I respect very highly, by the way.
Well, it actually might shock you that our last championship was actually by baseball back in 1992. But Jimmy V won his fair share of AAC championships even after the 83 run as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I look at football here on the salt. Yeah. You call him Salty Dave for some reason. He's been called a lot worse than that. This is Doran this week, by the way. I mean, now how the Miami on our offensive line? We're one of the best. We're probably one of probably the best offensive line in the country, going, if not one of the best. And he says our ability to run the football. This is not a one dimensional team. We have four backs, you know. Fletcher, who we saw last week, Don Chaney, who we did not play, Henry Parrish, and A.J. Allen. How is NC State preparing to face a running game that potent?
Well, I'll be honest and say that with a Tony Gibson-led defense, they have always prided themselves on stopping the run first and foremost. That has been the life and blood of a Tony Gibson defense at NC State, is stopping the run first and then dealing with the pass, you know, second. Not necessarily saying that if you're going to beat us, you're going to be able to beat us by air, but that's always been the thing, because obviously, as I'm sure you know, I mean, run game is all about a matter of will. It's all about a matter of discipline and will, you know, doing your job and beating the guy across from you. It's simple as that. So, you know, there's no doubt. And, you know, we've said it, and even coaches said it, you know, that this Miami team is one of the most talented teams in the ACC in terms of talent. And you look at the offensive line, it starts right there. There's no doubt about it. So it's a great test for sure. But I think that with the NC State defensive line that, you know, statistically ranks towards the top, you know, top three in the ACC in terms of sacks, with a guy like Peyton Wilson, who in my opinion is the best linebacker in the country. And I think that even non-biased that, I mean, it's pretty easy just to see that by looking at his film. So, you know, I think for a game like this, you see an opportunity, you know, to go against a great offensive line and try and put some pressure on a quarterback who, you know, even from Miami fans' perspective is very up and down. So you got to get to him early and make sure that he can't build that confidence. So,
yeah, you know, I've seen Wilson. Wilson's a hell of a player. I've been told he's very, very good. But I look at the other side, yeah. Coach KC. I mean, the guy is amazing. I mean, I saw he put a big run against Clemson last week. Tell us about KC Concepcion. Let our fans know what to expect from this kid.
You know, it's funny. Like, this is a kid that you would never, like, if you watched a game of Kevin Concepcion, you would never expect that kid's a true freshman. Like, that kid is straight out of high school, you know, and you see a lot of shiftiness to him. Like, you know, he's not a big guy whatsoever, but he's shifty. He runs with confidence and he runs with speed. You know, I've never seen a true freshman, at least at NC State, with that plays with as much confidence as he does, calling for the ball, like literally saying, hand me the rock. Like, you know, seeing that from a true freshman, in my opinion, at least at NC State, I can't speak for everybody else, but at least NC State is very uncommon, let's just say the least. I mean, this is a guy that ranks first in the whole country in terms of freshman wide receivers in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. So, I mean, this is a guy with a bright future ahead of him. And I mean, I'll be honest right now that if you're Miami, you got to stop him.
No question. When I seen what he saw against Clemson, that guy's the guy. You can't let him get big plays. Other side, another guy I look at and I'm looking at here is Julian Gray. When on kick returns, this guy leads the ACC with 401 kickoff return yards. I think the key for us, we're going to have to try to limit his opportunities. Give us your take on him.
Yeah, Julian Gray is the definition of speed. I mean, that guy, if you give him an edge, he's gone. Now, you know, I would love to see more of that transition to his wide receiver play as well. But yeah, I mean, that definitely, especially with kickoff, you know, if you give him, you know, 15 yards, you know, to get up to speed, you know, he's a guy that you got to get to him. Otherwise, if you give him an edge, he's gone. So definitely, you know, and especially in a game like this where it's going to be very, very close, I think it's going to be very defensive led. You know, getting a special teams kickoff return touchdown would be an absolute game changer. Would be an absolute game changer one way or the other. So definitely got to watch out for him and limit his big plays.
The thing I look at when I look at North Carolina State's offense is a lack of a running game. And Miami is number one, at least the conference, against the run. In fact, it's one of the top defenses in the country against the run. How do you make sure, if North Carolina State's to win this game, how do you run on that defense that good? And how do you stop Bane? How are they preparing to deal with Bane?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt that our running game has been very lackluster this entire season, for sure. And we even against Clemson, we tried to come up with some new concepts to really try and change things up, even bringing in Brandon Armstrong, who was our quarterback to start the season. Even bringing him into kind of a running back formation was very odd, to say the least, and didn't work out. But, you know, trying new things. But, yeah, I mean, I think for us, the biggest thing, and the reason why we beat Clemson, was because we were disciplined. We didn't beat ourselves. We had no pre-snap penalties. We had no turnovers. And, you know, we took advantage of the plays that Clemson gave us, and we put 17 points up, and then we let our defense do their thing and even put up 7 points of their own, which ended up being
– on the Wilson pick six there.
You got it. Yeah. So, you know, I think for us, it's a matter of, you know, just continuing to do the same, you know, especially, you know, playing Carter Finley Stadium, you know, just if it's there, we're going to take it. But I'm not going to sit here and necessarily say that there's going to be a huge change, at least from my side, that's going to completely revolutionize the running game heading into Miami. So just got to limit it. And if you're Miami, and try and force MJ Morris to beat you through the air.
Yeah, I looked at Morris. Like we talked off air, Morris is going to be a special player given the next couple of years from what I've seen. But yeah, when you look at this, at how are they preparing to try to stop Reuben Bain, which we've all seen, it's unbelievable. I've seen him, and this guy is a man among boys. How does NC State's line deal with a guy like Bain?
I mean, I think it all comes down to play calling, a lot of it, you know, trying to get the ball outside, trying to move the ball quickly east and west and be able to go north, south immediately, trying to keep Bain a little bit on his toes. And again, whether that's, you know, double teams or again, just getting the ball outside, whatever it takes, to try and limit his impact on the game. I think that is key. So again, I mean, beyond just simply outmanning him, which again is a very tough, if not, you know, nearly, I wouldn't say impossible, but very, very difficult task. I would say play calling, you know, trying to stretch the play outside away from him as much as possible, but just play sound football. You know, we saw that against Clemson. Our offensive line, for the most part, played solid in terms of, again, doing their jobs. But we just faced a really, really good, you know, Clemson defense, that gave us a lot of hard time. So, again, just trying to game plan around them, play call wise, but also to just taking advantage of opportunities when he makes mistakes. But again, which is very, very few, to say least, for Bain this season.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I look at NC State. This is a team like we talked earlier, this team can win 10, 11 games constantly. I mean, but like, you got to take the next step. Does beating Miami on Saturday night give them that chance to take that next major step?
For this season, absolutely. Because, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule now. I mean, you know, Virginia Tech has really come on as of recently. I mean, I think you and I both would think that, you know, to start season that, okay, Virginia Tech, you know, okay, they're not much, but then, man, they've really come on recently. So going to Blacksburg and facing them is going to be tough. But then you have Wake Forest left, who, I mean, as of right now, is tied with a third string Duke team right now. And then you have UNC, who, I mean, you know, they're facing Campbell this weekend, but then they have to face Duke and then go to Clemson before they face us. So, I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the season saying, I mean, you know, 8 wins is definitely on the cards for sure. If not winning out, but I mean, just got to take it one game at a time. I think that's
my motto here. Respect the opponent.
It can be a program defining win for sure, to be able to beat a really talented team like Miami, who's coming into this game with a lot of confidence, beating Clemson double overtime, then beating Virginia. So
in overtime also last week. Exactly. And another player I look at when I'm seeing outside of Wilson, we all know how good Wilson is really Jalen Scott. Tell us about him.
You know, Jalen Scott's been a guy that, he showed a lot of, because, you know, over the last few years, it was primarily Drake Thomas, Isaiah Moore, and Peyton Wilson were our starting three linebackers over the last few years. And Jalen Scott's, you know, come in and played his role when needed over the last few years. But now this year, he's finally, you know, been handed the reins to, you know, step in and try and step up and fill, you know, shoes, a very big shoes with Drake Thomas and Isaiah Moore. You know, he's a guy, at least to me, that fits Tony Gibson's system perfectly. He's a very sound player with a lot of athleticism, speed to keep up with whatever tight end or running back you put him on. And again, he's really grown a lot, really struggled against Notre Dame, but ever since then, especially against Clemson, really stepped up and really made some big plays for us in key situations.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. I'm looking at a couple things. When I look at, you know, Concepcion. Let me ask you this. Okay. Keys to a North Carolina State upset, and then keys to keys to Miami. Go ahead. So NC State first.
All right. Keys for NC State for me are kind of like what I alluded to earlier, staying disciplined, not beating yourselves, limit the penalties, limit the turnovers, and just, you know, play a clean game first and foremost. But secondly, limiting Miami's early start. We got to limit Miami trying to, you know, coming in and getting first blood, you know, and taking over the game early. Because I think, honestly, from in my opinion, with Carter Finley the way, I mean, it's going to be a very tough environment in terms of, we just came off a huge win over Clemson. So State fans are going to be very, very rowdy. Night game in Carter Finley Stadium is going to be a crazy environment. So in my opinion, if we can stay neck to neck with Miami or even lead on Miami, that's going to play very well in our favor. But if we ever play from behind, that's going to be very tough sledding, in my opinion, on Saturday. So, you know, just limiting, just coming out early, limiting Miami, and then trying to and drawing first blood. So for me, playing a clean game, limiting Miami, shooting out of the gun from start, and taking advantage of opportunities when we see them. So that's my couple keys right there.
My keys to Miami from the other side. One, force turnovers. I mean, we have to do that. I mean,
got it. Yep.
Number two, and a lot of our fans have been talked about this on social all week, the last couple weeks, Tyler Van Dyke and interceptions. Tyler Van Dyke's had 7 interceptions and 5 touchdowns in the last couple games. For me, you cannot turn the ball over. I mean, do not look ahead to FSU next week. Like you said, it's a tough game on the road this week up at Carter Finley, up in Raleigh. So, you know, that's going to be a hostile environment there. I want to see Tyler Van Dyke protect the football, make better decisions. That's what I need to see. We have, and of course, establish the run. This is what Mario Cristobal prides himself on. Tough running game, physical running game, you know. Hopefully AJ has a hamstring injury and Mark Fletcher stays healthy. And, you know, but Don Chaney and Henry Parrish, you know, in there as well. Hopefully we get them and win the kicking game, you know, limit. And we have to get Ray Joseph and Breshard Smith, our two returners, going in this ball game. They've gotten some returns, especially in the Virginia game last week. I mean, they did a very good job there. And that's what those are my keys. And also, I want to bring up 21. 21, I think you were 18 at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, 2021.
Like, 21, you were 18. 18 going into Hard Rock.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
I think in the fourth quarter, I think if I'm not mistaken, the NC State collapsed in the second half. What happened there? And what have they learned going into this game?
Yeah, so that game, it's in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to take a look back. It's been a little bit. But I think one of the biggest things for me, when I look back at that game, first and foremost, Devin Carter, who now is a wide receiver for West Virginia, transfer to West Virginia. I still remember late in that game that Devin Carter had an opportunity to catch a pass and put NC State in pretty much almost in field goal territory late in the game and drop the pass. So, like, the media thing that stands out to me from my memory is just missed opportunities. But also, too, I mean, Manny Diaz being the coach at the time for Miami, there's no doubt that it looked like almost that Miami was coaching for Manny Diaz's job a little bit. It seemed like a must-win game for Manny Diaz if he wanted to keep his job.
Yeah.
And you definitely saw that grit from Miami that day. So, you know, for me, I would say one of the biggest things in terms of learning from is, you got to play him at home. You'd rather play him at Carter Finley Stadium than Hard Rock Stadium, right?
Yeah.
First lesson right there. But also, too, at the end of the day, you know, in terms of, again, just taking advantage of opportunities, not shooting yourselves in the foot, let your opponent make the mistakes, not yourself. So that would be my biggest hope, is that lessons from that is taking advantage of opportunities that Miami gives us and not giving them opportunities to shoot right back.
Yeah, and also Tyler Van Dyke in that game, 325 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions in that ball game. And by the way, in that game, I mean, I'm thinking, is this a better defense now for NC State now than it was in 21?
You know, that's a tough question. I would say, if we didn't have so many injuries, you know, we're down 2 safeties that we lost for the season earlier this year. Which was definitely a huge hit for us, for sure. Defensive line wise, I would give the edge. Linebacker wise, I'm hesitant to give the edge because you feel really, really good about Peyton Wilson, but having Isaiah Moore, Drake Thomas, and Peyton Wilson was quite a crew. And then secondary is kind of a toss up. So I would say they're about even, but they're very different. You know, in the fact that I think that 21, I feel like we were more secondary led, while this team, I feel like we're more defensive line led. I feel much better about our defensive line this year than I necessarily do our secondary.
No, I agree on that. I'm going to let you out of here on this. Give me a prediction for Saturday night's game, and I'll give you mine.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I'm going 21-20 NC State. I think it's going to be fairly low scoring. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. You know, and I'm not necessarily – the reason why I'm really picking NC State is because I think that the environment's really going to play an impact. I think there will be a little bit of Miami looking to Florida State because, again, I'm really saying that if Miami wants to win this game, they got to come out early and punch us in the mouth early. And so I'm saying to myself, how confident am I in a team that, you know, with Mario Cristobal, you know, I'm not necessarily sold on his coaching yet. I'm sold on his ability to recruit. There's no doubt that guy can recruit.
Yes, we know.
But coaching wise, yeah. But coaching wise, it's a big ask to go into a Carter Finley when they've road game wise, they've only faced Temple and UNC on the road. Mm-hmm. So that's why, to me, I'm saying, with NC State playing in Carter Finley Stadium and with a defense that really prides itself on bending but not breaking, that we're going to make the couple of plays that we need to, force a turnover or two, and our defense will come through and make the big stop when needed to win the game for us. But again, very, very close to win, 21-20. NC State is my prediction.
Okay. Tyler Van Dyke has to come out much different. Like, I need to see the 21 Van Dyke in this game. Now it's on the road. Cannot turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. It's a simple deal.
Yep.
Miami does not turn the ball over, Miami wins comfortably. If Miami's turning the ball over, it's a much closer game. And especially in an environment like that, it's going to be rowdy. It's going to be loud at Carter Finley on Saturday night. The Canes really have to establish the run. I think they will do that in this game. And I really think the defense will come up big. And it's been, and these games have been close. Dorn, I think, has mentioned that during his presser this week. I think in this ballgame, if Miami is to take the next real big step, and yes, NC State is a pretty tough, pesky team, but I think the depth and Miami's will and refusal to lose in the second half, I think, will come out strong in this game. I think Van Dyke does not have to do everything. I think the running game will step up, and I think Miami wins a very tough ball game. I'm going to go Miami 28, NC State 27. I think it comes down to the defense making a stop in the end. I think it really comes down to that, because NC State's a very talented football team. So listen, Leighton, right?
Well, yes, you got it.
Leighton, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game Saturday night. We'll do this again down the road.
And Daniel, if you don't mind too, I want to leave your fans with one statistic to think about too. Is that with Dave Doran, he's been at NC for 11 years. There's only one team in the ACC he has never beaten, and that is Miami.
Yes.
So definitely going to be interesting to, you know, seeing what the headline is after the game in terms of if that streak continues or if he finally takes care of the one he hasn't beaten. But thank you so much, Dale, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Leighton.